10% of indigenous peoples' legally recognized territories, contributing for almost 80% of the biodiversity, already clearly indicates that how important it is to have a land tenure security of indigenous people. If there is no land tenure security, or if there is no rights of the indigenous peoples on their lands and their resources and tenure security, the whole the nature will crumble down, because the nature and indigenous peoples' livelihoods are so interconnected, symbiotic relation. So a promotion of their recognition through the land tenure security is the only way of protecting the nature that we have been facing whole challenges ahead of us. However, you know, the low food carbon print of indigenous peoples being displayed in the forefront to the impacts of climate change. Now the impacts has been jeopardized or doubled along with these impacts of the COVID. So this is the time we need to think about it, how the role and contribution of indigenous peoples dealing with all pandemic and also the climate crisis.